museum, of course, it's impossible to see everything in it. It's like the British Museum in London. But there are a number of masterpieces there that, if you're interested in that kind of thing, you might want to be sure to see, such as the Venus de Milo,
Mona Lisa.
I think they have there also the Winged Victory of Samothrace, a very important Hellenistic sculpture, and of course the Mona Lisa. Another place you might want to just walk by, if it's on your route, is the place Place Vendôme, in the center of which you have a column which is modeled directly upon the column of the Emperor Trajan in Rome. The Emperor Trajan put up a column, and then in a spiral bronze band winding its way down the column, he had inscribed all of his battles that he won. And there was a statue.
Two groups, and we have here now two groups, one from the UCSD, the 15-1, and one from the Ambassador College, came into this project fully informed by the those who have been here before from these institutions about the real truth of this project.
Now these are mixed in with the other things. So what you need to do is take your passports out, take this Israeli form, the one with the carbon paper, and put that inside your passport, and we will first take care of that one. Put this one aside, don't lose it, and make sure you have it for when we get to the other side, the Egyptian side.
On your left side, you can see the Gulf of Aqaba, or the Gulf of Elat, and on the other side of the Gulf, you'll see in a minute the town of Aqaba, which is the only Jordanian port, and that's why you can see a lot of boats over there.